Here's a look at some basketball highlights from Friday night on KNIA Cabrales and KNIAcabrales.com. Our first stop is Pella versus Norwalk in the boys' basketball game, heard live on 92.1 Cabrales with Andrew Schneider and Mike Effner.
Trado scoops it up, out to Schulte, the sharpshooter for three! Yes, good to see Austin Schulte back and healthy, and he pours in his first tray of the new winter season. Kicks it out, a three-pointer, and the answer is in for Caleb Fultz as he pours it in from downtown. Good job by Sigrist to taking the possession that was nearly lost out of bounds. The Norwalk girls won 70-35. There's a shot blocked. That was number 10, Tegan Hoekstra, who was an All-State baseball player a season ago. In transition, a block. Back and forth we go. Jack Larson gets that one to go. A lot of shots, but not a lot falling kind of game. And one, though, for Cameron Thomas in the hoop and the hurt.
Boy, and I don't think Cameron Thomas has really had even hardly a touch tonight. That time he gets it down on the low block and shows what he can do with the and one.
Here's Colin Current. What a drive and the strong move by the All-State football quarterback. The first-teamer, Colin Current, and five different Dutchmen on the board for their 14 points. No good on the shot, but Manning tracks down his own rebound, counted and one. Out to Manning, who's had the hot hand for the Dutch. That's his third tray of the night. He has 11 to lead Pella. Here's a big pickpocket for Cameron Thomas, left all by himself, and Barnes couldn't stop it. Thomas gets it in transition. The steal and score. Final quarter, possibly, of this Little Hawkeye Conference game. There's Sigrist for three.
Oh my.
But the ball is loose on the floor. McGuire dives for it. It ends up with Thomas, so they'll save the possession and come up with a two-pointer.
Oh, big loose ball score there by Caleb Fultz. Biggest lead of the night for the Warriors.
Half-court offense looking to drain some clock, or Sigrist will get it another two and make it a three-possession game. 26 points for Grady Sigrist. 58-54, the Warriors will get a big first conference win in what should be a very fun battle for the Little Hawkeye Conference Championship on the boys' side in 2025, and the Warriors will sweep the Dutch in this varsity doubleheader.
Final score, Norwalk 58, Pella 54. In the girls' game, it was Norwalk 70, Pella 35. Up next is Pella Christian versus Oskaloosa on KNIAcabrales.com. Cabrales 2 with Trevor Castle.
Oski ball left to right. Drive on the right baseline. Good defense. Cutting off by Branderhorst. Stolen away by Flagel. Pushes it ahead. Layup good. Cooper sprung the bucket. And Pella Christian's got a 7-3 lead and showing some early energy here at Oskaloosa High School. Pella Christian comes away with Oski's fifth turnover. Eagles are pushing. Branderhorst launches a three. Boom! In rhythm, Deacon Branderhorst knocks it down, and Pella Christian's got a 20-15 lead.
Yeah, it's good to see. He didn't get that rhythm going at all the other game, but this time he's able to hit him.
Shot fake, drive by Flagel, through two defenders, shot no good. Rebound, Cooper Sprunk, kick out, Wheeler three, boom! Garrett Wheeler's three, it's now a 9-0 Eagles run. 6-second differential, shot clock, game clock, down to 28 seconds in the quarter. Pella Christian trying to work the weave at the top of the key. It's poked away, picked up. Van Weingarten for three. Boom! Ben Van Weingarten on a broken play gives Pella Christian a 42-33 lead. Steinkamp jogging it across. Now he puts it into second gear. Stops, spins, and scores. Pella Christian pulling away. 4:22 to go. Eagles 53, Indians 34.
Final score in the girls' game, Oskaloosa 48, Pella Christian 41. In the boys' game, it was Pella Christian 59, Oskaloosa 42. Up next is Knoxville versus Cardinal in the boys' game on KNIAcabrales.com, KNIA 3.
Hestenberg with the ball, Chase Hestenberg, top of the key, guarded by Norris, stolen away by Caden Smith. Look out below, slams it through. Throws it out to Lincoln Norris, over to Landon. Landon drives in from the right side, lays up, count that, and put him on the line. Landon Norris is first two. Kaufman on the inside, gets it out to Fraze. He'll launch a three from the baseline, no good. Rebound is chased down by Lincoln Norris. Lincoln with it, down court to Larson. Three, splash down, Drake Larson. His fourth point, 17-2, Knoxville. The Panthers are squealing tires away from Cardinal right now. Now with it is Caden Courtney, and he lost it, picked up by Tayshaun Connor. Tayshaun running across the timeline. Outlet pass to Drake Larson. Wide open three. Splashdown, Drake Larson. Dumps it inside to Peyton Rupp, a steal. Down court to Lincoln Norris. Norris spins. Underhand to Tayshaun Connor. Give Lincoln the assist. Tayshaun is first two of the game. With it is Rupp. Rupp stolen away by Cale Cook. Cale galloping into the lane. Will lay it up and could get it. Rebound slam by Caden Smith. He cleans it up and makes sure no dirt is left behind. Here's a pass outside to McCarty. A three. Splash down, Roston McCarty. Goodness. Everybody shoots a three. Everybody going splash down tonight for Knoxville.
Final score in the boys' game, Knoxville 90, Cardinal 32. In the girls, it was Knoxville 53 and Cardinal 38. Our final stop is Indianola versus Newton, and it was on 94.3 KNIA and KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3.
Schulte drives inside into the corner, open Ritchie for three. Knocks it down. Brian Ritchie, the sharpshooter off the bench, comes in and hits the quick triple.
And you know, with the basketball, running the time down. They have 10 to shoot. Going to the basket. Shot up, no good. And Mackey has it. Bring it up court, 23 seconds. Newton shooting for the lead. And a foul, and going to the line, driving to the basket was Caden Klein, and he's going to go to the line, try and give the lead back with 17 seconds left.
Wilmot has it top of the key. Gets it over left side. DeWall, beautiful cut, straight to the rim, layup up and in. DeWall being very aggressive, and a nice find from Wilmot.
3 seconds left. So if you're Indianola, you might just want to throw it towards the basket. Coming up top, they got a man open for a three, rising, no good. And that's overtime. A good play. Flashing out was DeWall. He had it at the left wing, shot it, hit the right side of the rim, and off. So we're headed to extra time here in Indianola tonight, 52 all.
DeWall dribbles left into the corner, catch and shoot from Ritchie. Knocks it down!
Oh, yeah.
Brian Ritchie! 6 off the bench, and Indianola's back within 1, 26-25. Well defended by the Cardinals, but McGraw turns it up, has his shot blocked, but Thomas DeWall comes up with it back to George Blake for 3! Knocks it down! George Blake with the triple, he's up to 12, and Indianola leads by 6, 41-35. Too strong. Wilmot with the rebound. Indianola can grab their first lead since early on in the first. Schulte back over. Blake catches shoot three. Rims in and out. Right there for the rebound is DeWall. Up and in. Count the bucket and a foul.
4 seconds. Klein has to shoot it. Nope, he passes. Mozart hits the three. Right corner. Pushes the lead up to 5. 57-52. Under 2.5 left. This shot gets off. Are they going to count it? No, they're going to wave it off, so it is a 64-56 overtime win for Newton. Open up conference play here at Indianola.
Final score in the girls' game, Indianola 53, Newton 42. And in the boys' game, it was Newton 64, Indianola 56 in overtime. Highlights from ball games over the weekend on KNIA KBLS.